With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. wholesale price increases mostly slowed last month. The latest evidence that inflation pressures are cooling enough for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates next week. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.2% from July to August. Speaking to KABC, Orange County Fire Authority Division Chief Kevin Fetterman outlined some of the challenges they're facing in fighting the airport fire in Southern California,
which have included fuel moistures at critical levels and the fact that some of these areas haven't burned in decades. The terrain and topography have presented extreme challenges, but the timing of OCFA's new Firehawk helicopters could not have been better.
Firefighters battling three major wildfires in Southern California. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake rattling the Los Angeles area. No injuries or damage immediately reported. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake centered north of Malibu. Also at SRNNews.com, a vigil was held last night in Seattle for a young woman killed in the occupied West Bank.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements on the Palestinian territory. The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. I'm Donna Water.
The Dow ahead 174 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 162. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vests.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the High Court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court ruling that an abortion measure will be on the state's November ballot. The decision means that voters will have a chance to weigh in on whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. A group of Republican state lawmakers and other pro-life advocates had sued to remove the measure, arguing that voters were not informed about the list of abortion laws it could repeal. This is SRN News. Billionaire businessman Jared Isaacman becomes the first non-professional astronaut to walk in space.
Dragon SpaceX, we see it stalled. EV-1 is go to continue.
This is a mission of firsts. First commercial spacewalk, the first in decades without an airlock, and a test of new spacesuits. Jared Isaacman, who funded the mission, was the first to step outside.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
He spent about 15 minutes floating in space before being followed by Sarah Gillis. Wiggling limbs, hands and feet, they bit by bit checked the capacity of their suits. This spacewalk was risky and unregulated, so its success will be a relief to Isaacman, as well as SpaceX.
BBC correspondent Georgina Renard. Another check on Wall Street, the Dow climbing 180 points, the NASDAQ up 161. More details at SRNNews.com.